And this week marks the end of a six-year legal fight for Crystal Kizer of Milwaukee. The 24-year-old was sentenced to 11 years in prison after pleading guilty to a reduced count of reckless homicide in the 2018 death of Randall Villar at his home in Kenosha. Villar was Kizer's suspected sex trafficker.
Kizer's case drew international attention as it tested how courts handle trafficking survivors who have committed crimes and the issue of justice in sex trafficking against black women and girls. Though Villar was not charged with trafficking Kizer at the time of his death, he was under investigation by Kenosha police for child sex trafficking.
Claudine O'Leary is an independent consultant for survivors of human trafficking with Rethink Resources, and she's a survivor herself. She worked with the defense team in the Crystal Kizer case. Claudine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much.
You were in the courtroom for Kizer's sentencing this week. What do you make of the verdict?
I was deeply saddened. I feel like we tried our hardest, and I saw about how much Crystal was so open in the letter that she read out openly in court. And those of us who were there to be able to share with the judge, with people who were present there, about all of the harms that Crystal had experienced. And from my experience, what I experienced, it didn't seem like the judge listened at all. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he had his mind made up.
What stood out to you in Kizer's letter and the words she said in the courtroom?
I think what she was trying to do was to paint this picture about all of the experiences that led up to her contact with Mr. Villar, the sexual abuse that she experienced at home, the fact that she was recruited outside of a Milwaukee high school, that she had police contact where they knew she was being posted on Backpage, but they failed to act. All of these things, including the fact that there are right now men who paid to sexually abuse her and other black girls and consume the child sexual abuse material that was made of her, none of those people have been held accountable. And so she was trying to paint this picture about all of these different ways that she had been impacted that led up to that night, but they did not take that into consideration.
Did the prosecution shaped Kizer's narrative in such a way of viewing Kizer as a prostitute rather than a trafficking victim?
You know, it's true. And I will point out that the Wisconsin Department of Justice itself actually put out a report in 2019 that noted that 24 different law enforcement agencies in 16 counties in Wisconsin reported arresting minors for prostitution, but at the same time reported no incidents of human trafficking. Mm. So this is not just a Kenosha problem. We're seeing this as a Wisconsin problem in which law enforcement is encountering individuals, young people who are being trafficked, but figuring out ways to blame them for their own exploitation. And so that was definitely how the DA cast this, kind of portrayed her instead of as a trauma victim, but rather instead as a liar.
The defense team, they called you in as a potential expert. What was your role?
We are actually three individuals that we were hoping to be able to speak at that sentencing hearing. My role in particular, I met with Crystal, and one of the things that I do across Wisconsin is work with a number of different programs. So I'm aware about all of the different resources that we have that could be brought to bear to support and surround Crystal with the kind of love and healing that she needs. And so I was prepared with all of the organizations that were ready to be able to support her in the community. There were actually two other individuals who were hoping to be able to present, one as a victim rights advocate, as well as a Don Jones, a former police detective with the Milwaukee Police Department who investigated human trafficking for many years, to share about all of the flaws in the investigation and the fact that they actually failed Crystal.
Might any of these resources be available to her in prison?
Not so much. It's certainly the kind of thing in which we can strive and will definitely continue to strive to support her while she's incarcerated. But we're talking about in-person kinds of programs, communities of support that we build outside of prison. When you're incarcerated, you're just trying to make it through. And I know a number of young adult women who have been to Tichita Correctional Institution, you just go into survival mode. And to be honest, that's all Crystal's ever known is survival mode.
We're talking with Claudine O'Leary, who is an independent sex trafficking survivor consultant who worked on Crystal Kizer's defense team as we look at the sentencing this week of the 24-year-old Milwaukee woman. Claudine, the judge in the sentencing said Crystal, quote, not permitted to be the instrument of her trafficker's reckoning, and that to allow that would be to endure lawlessness. What are your thoughts on what the judge said?
When I think about, he also remarked that he's responsible for public safety. And I think about all of the people who harmed Crystal who are walking free today. I mean, there are individual men in southeastern Wisconsin who paid to sexually abuse Crystal. They're walking free. None of these people have been held responsible. Only Crystal is being held responsible. And there were all of these opportunities that they could have acted that I think Crystal wanted them to be able to act, right? She reported these different things and they were not taken seriously at the time. So that's part of it. The other part of it is it just demonstrates a profound lack of understanding about survivors of sex trafficking and what the experience is. You're not in the mindset. You and I walking around today, you might think to yourself, I mean, I've gone through a lot of healing, so I don't react in the same kinds of ways that I did years ago. But you think to yourself, like, I'm in a safe place. If somebody is threatening me, I know about other ways. I know that I have other options. Crystal didn't believe she had other options. But again, that's the kind of thing that we wanted to be able to present. It was a bit complicated since obviously this was a sentencing that was not a result of the full trial, but rather the result of her guilty plea to that second degree reckless.
Yes, in May. Could this case set a precedent for future human trafficking cases that are prosecuted, and specifically when it comes to Wisconsin's law that absolves sex trafficking victims of crimes committed while being trafficked?
You know, affirmative defense had been written into the statute since the start, but a lot of people didn't know exactly what to make of it. And in some respects, the defense made an incredibly important choice to be able to really fully explore what does this really mean? Let's take this very serious situation, the most serious kind of an offense, and being able to say what could this look like in this particular circumstance. But I've actually sat with a number of young adults who have been trafficked, who are also being charged with crimes. And let's just put it out there. I'm not an attorney. It's really important for everyone to talk with their attorney to develop and decide what kind of strategy they should do and to utilize in individual situations. But a lot of the young people that I know have to make very difficult decisions. And an affirmative defense means that you have to say, I am guilty of a crime. And then you are basically putting yourself before the court and hoping that they understand you, hoping that they understand the context that you were living in. And so I am fearful that in some respects, this case both definitely tested and showed that perhaps we could use this affirmative defense. But the actual result is what a lot of the young people that I know are going to remember. They're going to think to themselves, why should I do that when this is what happened to Crystal?
Claudine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Claudine O'Leary is an independent sex trafficking survivor consultant.